I like to tell people this because it glorifies God. There's no other reason for me to be out here. I got plenty of money. I worked my whole life. I could be hunting and fishing the rest of my life. I could be vacationing and sightseeing, far from crowds and this carnal evil rock music. Why am I here? I don't make a penny off my website. Not popular. I'm here because Jesus said, go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. Folks, you're being deceived by Satan's kingdom. Test yourself. Repent and seek the kingdom of God in righteousness. Lose your life. Your only chance, neighbors. Why am I here? I got plenty of money. I could go hunting and fishing. I worked my whole life. Never take a penny from anybody. Because I love you. Because I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm here to warn you that death and destruction is coming. See, your pastors don't love you enough. Pastors in this nation don't love you enough to tell you the truth. The biblical street preacher loves you enough. I want nothing from you but you to open up the Bible and find salvation. I don't want your money. I don't want you to join some church building I have. But you see, if you continue in your own path, your own way, that's called rebellion. It is as the sin of witchcraft, 1 Samuel 15. When you rebel against God, you're practicing witchcraft. Where is that going to lead you, young man?
I'm the reincarnation of Jesus Christ.
Where is that going to lead you? You got a 333 on your arm. What does that mean?
That's the Holy Trinity, dog.
You think because you believe in the Trinity, you can live any way you want with demon skulls on your shirt?
Absolutely.
What's the name of that band you're on?
I Prevail.
I'm sorry?
I Prevail.
I don't know who that is. If you don't know the devil, then you don't know me. What's going to come of you?
Who knows?
That's your choice.
I'm a mixed bag, dog.
That's your choice. But unless God's turned you over, there is redemption for everyone. He may have turned you over. There is redemption for everyone if you'll repent and seek the kingdom of God. But see, I'm working through the book of Revelation right now. Satan is a loser.
Just move along.
Satan's a loser. And why would you follow a loser? Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, is victorious. He's going to win. He's going to cast everyone in the lake of fire. That is outside of the truth. Now that young man's showing me all of his Satan symbols. He's definitely set for the wrath of God in the lake of fire. But don't think you're any different because you don't have Satan symbols on. You'll be in the lake of fire right with them, neighbor. And so would I be without Christ. I lost my life to follow Jesus. I gave up everything. My career, family, friends, my interests, my pursuits. What have you given up? What have you lost for Christ? Unless you lose everything for Jesus Christ, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbors. Jesus said no one could be my disciple unless they surrender everything to follow him. That means lose your life. That means become a child of God by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God. Unless that happens, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Satan is a loser. Christ is victorious. Go read the end of the book of Revelation. The end of the book of Revelation. Satan's cast into the lake of fire. You doing okay, brother? Satan is cast into the lake of fire and Christ rules supreme and his people will reign with him. You're not going to reign with Christ and you're not going to reign with Satan. Jesus said there's going to be suffering, weeping, and gnashing of teeth, neighbor. That's what's coming for you. You deserve it and I deserve it. You know what the difference is? I'm on the side of Christ. And I've been cleansed in the blood of the Lamb, and I'm following and obeying him. I have hope of salvation. You don't. I want you to have that. You got to turn and repent, though. You got to lose your life. Be washed in the glorious blood of the Lamb. What a glorious Savior. Not a church-going Savior. Not a so-called John Cooper from Skillet. A heretic. Look up my testing of John Cooper right on my website. We expose him. John Cooper is not a Christian. He's a heretic. Still waiting for John to bring his Bible out. I've been asking at 3 concerts. You got plenty of time, John. Bring your Bible. He has a show. Hold on. See, neighbor, the Bible says the carnal mind is at enmity against God. That means you're an enemy of God. Your mind is carnal. You're here for carnal, fleshly things. And Romans 8 is a great chapter to read to show you that carnality will not lead you to the kingdom of God. That you need to walk in spirit and truth. That you need to turn from every false way. That you need to lose your life. The carnal mind. You might be standing here going, that guy's crazy. That's foolishness he's talking. You laugh and you mock. You know why? Because you're in a carnal mind. If you had the mind of God and a spiritual mind, born of the Spirit, you might say, you know what? I need to look in the Bible and see if that strange preacher is saying is true. That a puny few of you are going to enter eternal life per Jesus. That you're on the broad road. That being a friend of the world, James 4:4 makes you an enemy of God. Did you know that word friend means if you're fond of? If you're fond of the world, music concerts, sports, politics, pride and vanity, entertainment, you're fond of the world, you're an enemy of God, neighbor. That's what the Bible says. The preachers are lying to you. Oh, Jesus forgives everybody. Just believe. That's not true.
It is true.
It is not true. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Hebrews 5:9 says, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him.
No, Jesus forgives all sins that you have made in your lifetime.
If you repent of them and turn from them, young man, if you live in those sins, he will not forgive you.
But also at the same time, I don't believe in any of this crazy.
He will not forgive you unless you turn from your sin. Come out of the world in your sin, and then it's forgiven. Live in it, you're going to die in it, and suffer the wrath of God, young man. The Bible is very clear. So we love to come to these places and wake our neighbors up. Young people, middle-aged people, old people, Satanists. Got a Satanist down here. But you know what? You don't have to be a Satanist or covered with tattoos to suffer the lake of fire that's coming for you in judgment. You could be clean-cut looking, and you still are far from the kingdom of God. Yeah. But guess what happens? When you repent and you're born again, I used to be a worldly, wicked, drunken man. I used to be a bodybuilder. I looked in the mirror more than 100 women. I used to be a fighter and a troublemaker. When you get the Spirit of God and He transforms you, from the inside out, your life transforms. I used to talk like a sailor. I don't anymore. I used to dress in skin-tight clothes. I don't anymore. I used to love this. I don't anymore. I used to drink for entertainment. I don't anymore.
You can't love this and follow God?
No, sir.
Why not?
You can't. If you love the things of the world, this is the world. James 4:4, I just preached it. If you love the things of the world, you're an enemy of God. You're a friend of the world. You're a friend of the world, sir. No one who's a friend of the world will inherit the kingdom of God. Look up the Bible verse on your phone, James 4:4. Look up 1 John 2:15. If you love the things of the world, the love of the Father's not in you. One lie is going to put you outside the kingdom if you live in it. And here, in love, you're in the flesh. Do you know how you enter into the kingdom of God? Spirit. You got to be in the spirit. Romans 8 says you can't please God in the flesh. This is all flesh, including skillet. Look at Don't Perish. I got a testing of skillet on the front page. He's a heretic. He's deceiving you. He's making merchandise. John Cooper is a false teacher. This is my third or fourth concert I've been at. I'm calling him. Bring his Bible. He loves to go on the internet and pretend like he knows the Bible. Come on, John. I'm right here. Gather these people around. Open your Bible, John Cooper. He's got plenty of time. He doesn't go on until 7. He's a coward. He's a Revelation 21:8 coward. He wants to take your money, but he doesn't want to call you out of the world. Whatever, ma'am. Most of these people are paying. Most of the people are paying. Yeah, I get you. But even, you may have got this for free, but it's going to cost you your soul living like the world.
But I don't live like the world.
See, salvation is a gift of God, but it's not free.
We just like the way it sounds.
Salvation is a gift. That's your flesh, young man. And if you claim, you got a cross on your arm. Is that an upside down cross?
No, it's a cross.
Okay. First of all, the cross is a pagan symbol. Jesus actually died on a stake. Look up the word in the Greek. Storos is a stake. He died on a tree because he's cursed for us. Cross is a Roman Catholic theology, and that's a false way. But here's the thing. That cross on your arm, that's like an amulet, it's called, like a good luck charm. People walk around with little crystals. That's not going to do anything for you. You have to apply the shed blood of Jesus to your life for it to do anything to you. If you were bleeding to death and somebody gave you, do you know what a tourniquet is? Okay. If you, your leg was cut off and you're bleeding to death, somebody gives you a tourniquet. If you look and go, I believe in the tourniquet, while you're bleeding out, what would happen? You got to apply the tourniquet. You got to apply the stake of Jesus to your life, which calls you out of the world, young man.
So what if you do it, though, and you just, like, listen to it? Like, if you do those things, we just, like, listen to the music.
It's called sin, rebellion. See, Jesus, if you believe what that, hold on, if you believe what that cross symbol says, that stake, it says he died, he owns you. If you believe in him, you are not yourself, the Bible says. He purchased you with a price. He purchased you with a price, young man. Did you know that? He purchased you with a price, so you don't get to do your own thing. Is this your girlfriend?
Sister,
let's say it was your girlfriend, you're going to get married. The marriage covenant promises you to each other. She can't go with any other dude, and you shouldn't go with any other woman. That's called adultery. In the blood covenant, we follow Jesus. If we live like the world, you know what we're practicing? You know what this is? Spiritual adultery.
You have a cell phone. That's of the world.
Ma'am, I use it for preaching the gospel. I use it for preaching the gospel and sending it all over the world. See, learn to discern rightly. Nothing sinful about a cell phone if you don't watch porn and movies. It's a tool. Nothing sinful about a car unless you drive to bars and get drunk and run people over with it. What is good and godly about rock music, especially what, Seether and Skillet? These are not of God. None of that music's of God. It's fleshly. It's carnal. You got to come out of it, young man. You're not your own. Jesus purchased you with a price. You're fooling yourself if you think you're his. Wearing a cross and putting on a tattoo means nothing. You're going to be sent away. You know why? Matthew 7. Lord, Lord. People say to Jesus, didn't we do this in your name? You know what Jesus says to them? Away from me. I never knew you. You worker of iniquity. They kept living in sin. This is sin.
You can know Jesus and still listen to music and still have a phone.
Satan knows Jesus. But if you're of the world, like if you're of the world, like living like the culture, if you're of the world, living like the culture, living in your flesh, okay? Young woman, pride and vanity. Why do you? I have to ask you a question. Why do you paint your eyes? Why do you paint your eyes? Help me. Why does your friends paint their eyes? Is it pride and vanity? Did you know that's an abomination to God in Proverbs 6:17? That's what it is. God hates pride. You can't live in pride and vanity. You got to cleanse yourself. You got to be made new by the blood of the Lamb. You got to turn from every iniquity. I know when I come out here and preach, I don't have my amp on today. If I had my amp on, I'd hear, you're making too much noise. Do you know how much noise is going to go on there? I've been in rock concerts. They got speakers in there bigger than my first apartment, just about. I know about noise. It's not the amp level of my voice. It's the message. I love you, young man. Put those fingers away. It's the message, and the message is you're wasting your lives in worldliness and sin. Thank you for your service today, sir. You're wasting your life in carnality and sin. Sir? I'm going to go where God's called me to go. Sir, could you go somewhere else?
No, I paid for this.
Jesus paid for what I'm doing, sir. That's worth a lot more than some music concert. I love you, sir. Jesus paid. He paid with his shed blood, sir. The man said he paid for this ticket. I said, yeah, Christ paid for what we're doing. It's loving to point you to the truth of God out of the world. Look at old men that should know better. Old men like me. That should know better. Statistically, he's near death, like I am. But yet he still loves carnality and sin. The wrath of God is coming for everyone outside the truth of God. But there is a glorious hope. The hope is Jesus Christ. The hope is his shed blood. The hope is his resurrection. The hope is his premise of new life. You can be born again if you'll lose your life. See, your vessel. Maybe this will help somebody that might be a seeker. Your life is a vessel, and right now it's full of junk and garbage like mine was. God requires you dump out all the worldliness, all the sin, all the flesh, all the carnality, all the culture from Satan's kingdom, which is this culture. Lose that complete vessel. Dump it all out. Then God fills you up with living water. And you can have the living water of Jesus Christ. And you can walk in spirit and truth, neighbor. And God continues to fill you up with living water. He continues, you overflow. That's why I'm here. I'm so filled up with living water, truth of God. I'm overflowing. I want to pour it out to you. And it don't matter if not one person here wants to hear it. You know what matters? God is glorified. And his word never goes out void. And the truth will be to your condemnation or your glorification one day. Most of you, this truth is going to be to your condemnation. That means you're going to be condemned. God's going to say, my messenger stood right in front of you, proclaimed the truth to you, called you to repentance because of the shed blood of the Son, and you ignored it, you mocked, you laughed, you went in and listened to occult music and heretics like John Cooper from Skillet. And God, that's going to be a condemnation against you, neighbors. So just like if the bridge was out, we'd warn you. We're warning you here to turn and repent. And turn from your broad road to destruction. And turn to the narrow road of Jesus Christ. The only way to eternal life. These sinful worldly offerings are going to cost you your souls, neighbor. So Christ brought to us by his death, burial, and resurrection a beautiful blood covenant. And you have to do your part in the blood covenant. And your part is not just believing. You don't just believe to enter the covenant. Your part is to follow and obey after repentance. You have to follow and obey this blood covenant. Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. Hebrews 5:9. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Jesus said in John 17, come out of the world. My sheep are not of the world. If you're of this worldly event and the world in other ways, you're not a sheep of God. You're a worldly person set on destruction and wrath. So we love you enough to tell you the truth this day.
I just want to say I appreciate what you're doing. Right,
you appreciate what I'm doing here. Take a gospel card.
Take
a gospel card, and what I'd love to do.
I receive Jesus in my heart.
What's that?
I receive Jesus in my heart.
You don't. Let me just say something. You don't receive Jesus in your heart and then follow the world. That's a false gospel. The Bible says, I want to preach it to you, by the shed blood of Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection, the Bible says you must repent. Repentance is change your mind, change your ways. Maybe I came here just for you two young men. Change your mind, change your ways. When you change your mind, change your ways, Acts 5 says God sees a willing vessel and he sends the Holy Spirit. You'll be born again. But when you're born again, the Spirit is guiding you to all truth. John 16. Do you think the Holy Spirit brought you here?
No.
You're not following the Holy Spirit. You're following your flesh. I used to be this. I know better than you. I used to come and drink and party and fight. This was my life. But now Christ is my life. So whoever told you you just believe in Jesus and receive him, some pastor, some minister online, whatever, somebody, it's a lie. You don't just receive Jesus or accept Jesus. It's like when you get married. Neither of you are married, right?
No.
When you get married, do you think it's just, well, I took a wife and now I just go live and do anything, live the way I want? Do you think it works that way? You take a wife, and what's your life now? All about her. You're all about her. Or you're all about her, and she's all about you. So if you're all about Christ, you come out of this. Skillet's going to be here. You know who Skillet is?
Yes, sir.
Look up my testing at don'tperish.com. It's on that gospel card. I have a testing on my front website of Skillet, John Cooper. He is a worldly, heretic, false man deceiving you, thinking he can act like this and unite to these carnal, worldly bands and be of Jesus. Jesus went to sinful places to call sinners to repentance. But do you think Jesus partook of their sin with them?
No.
That's what Skillet's doing for. He's not standing out here telling people to repent and follow Jesus. He's partaking of it. Do you see that?
Yes,
He's making money. Do you know he's a multi-millionaire? The internet says he's worth $12 million. How did he get that? Selling carnal music that is deceiving people. He's going to get on that stage and mention a few things about Jesus, and people are going to roar, and then he's going to jam out, and it's all of the flesh. It's not of the Spirit. The Spirit calls you out of this. By the shed blood of Jesus, his death, burial, resurrection, repentance, change your mind, you're born again. The fruit you're born again is holiness and obedience. See my fruit? I'm no better than you, but I'm different. See my fruit? I'm not there in line. I'm here standing against it. See the difference in the fruit? Where's your fruit for God? You're here.
We go to church every Sunday.
But
yeah,
the church
is... our pastor teaches the word.
Really? What church do you go to?
Living Word Christian Church.
In this town?
Yes, sir.
Across this town.
Living Word Christian Church.
2015 Word Avenue.
I'm going to look it up. I can promise you, if I look it up, I'm going to find sin and compromise there. And I know this. Yeah, ready? If your pastor thinks it's okay you're here, he's a compromised, sinful man.
He probably
that's deceiving you. Well, you ask him. Call him right now and say, hey, some street preacher told me I shouldn't be here. Why am I here? Call him.
I don't have his phone number.
You should. You should know your pastor closely. He's supposed to be your shepherd, right? He's supposed to be your shepherd. You got my email. Email me. I'll give you my phone number. He's supposed to be a shepherd. He's supposed to look after you. I can promise you, does your church keep that gospel I just preached to you? Does that church preach that gospel? Do they live it?
Yes.
No. You're here. You're of them. You're the fruit of your church. Do they keep the pagan holidays of Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday? Practice them? Those are Roman Catholic holidays that God never ordained. You're practicing an evangelical false religion like John Cooper that's going to deceive your soul. I used to be involved in that. My website has a 10-point test that shows you all of those false ways. Every time I come to preach, what's your first name?
Noah.
Noah?
No.
You should be a Noah. Noah wouldn't come here. What's your first name?
Ethan.
I'm two posts. Every time I come to preach in places like this, you know what I always ask God? God, I'm here. We're spending our time. We're spending God's money. We support ourselves. See that van right there? That's our house. Sold everything we own to live in that. See that young man right there? He lives in a van. He labors, supports himself. I am retired, but I labor to support myself. I always ask God, send me a couple of sheep that I might have come here for. Maybe it's you guys. Maybe. Because most of these people are mockers. You're not going to enter the kingdom of God in this worldliness and this carnality. I have a question for you. How does this further the kingdom of God?
Like this concert?
Yeah, other than John Cooper, who was going to give a false, easy-believe gospel and say you can live like this. How does this further the kingdom of God?
It doesn't.
It doesn't. Come here, Brother Cool.
Okay.
This is Ethan and Noah. Talk to my young brother.
Nice to meet you.
Talk to my young brother. I just shared them. They go to an evangelical church.
Okay.
He just admitted. Tell my brother what you just said. Does this further the kingdom of God? This?
Yeah, this doesn't further the kingdom of God. Jesus said there's a lot of false Christs that have come into the world, that will come into the world. Paul said many grievous wolves will enter in. John Cooper is following a false Christ. He's not wholly separate and set apart. That's how you can judge a tree by its fruit. The Holy Spirit of God will make you set apart from the world.
My brother, help me. I'm going to go preach. My email's on there. Check out don'tperish.com. It's our website together. My brother will talk to you. No. But I want you to listen to my brother. He's got a word for you. Email us. We'd love to encourage you.
James 4:4.
Yeah, we'd love to encourage you. Email us.
James 4:4.
Test yourself to the word of God. That was awesome. Two young men stepped up and said, don't listen to all of these people here mocking you. And then they admitted, no, this isn't furthering the kingdom of God, that this is sinful and false and all that. So pretty awesome that maybe God sent us those two sheep right there. Thank you, Father. Brother Kuhl is talking to him right now.